I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Long before Plymouth, or Jamestown, or even St. Augustine, there was another settlement in North America, the very first European attempt to establish a permanent colony on the mainland since the Vikings 500 years earlier. Lucas Vasquez de Ayllon and 600 Spanish colonists landed on Georgia's coast on this day in 1526, over 200 years before Oglethorpe founded the Georgia colony. It also represents another historic moment, the first time enslaved Africans set foot on what is now the United States. Ayllon established San Miguel de Guadalupe on Sapelo Sound in present-day McIntosh County. He sailed north from Hispaniola during the summer and first landed in present-day South Carolina. Meeting no natives, he traveled south along the coast before settling in Georgia. To help establish the colony, Ayllon brought with him the very first group of slaves. But hunger, disease, and conflict with the natives all took their toll, and the settlement survived for only 3 months. Had this settlement endured, Georgia's history might have been very different because of the Spanish presence established on September 29, 1526, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia history is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.